Being gentle, number three. Notice my inner chatter. Have you picked up on the tone of your inner dialogue? I have. I used to have a dictator within. I remember it as having been a mix of Hitler, Mao, and Stalin. And it was awful, horrendous, harsh, evil, mistrusting, sadistic, unrelenting, and cruel. But yeah, I wrote, used to. Because this is no longer the tone of my inner dialogue. I no longer experience this inner dictatorship. A faint echo of it might show up from time to time, but in no way close to what it used to be like being me. Today, my inner voice is gentle, encouraging, loving, kind and appreciative, playful even, and really curious. With a strong urge to experiment and discover, to expand, learn, evolve. So even if the echo of my inner dictator sometimes comes knocking, I greet it with a gentle curiosity, wondering what brought it here this time around. What the message might be, if there's something to learn, perhaps. I often ask coaching clients what the tone of their inner dialogue is, and all but one have replied that it generally holds a harsh tone. All but one, out of 100 at least. Strange, isn't it? We seem to live in a culture that tunes our inner tone into a harsh one. Why is that? And why not retune it? What's the tone of your inner dialogue? And remember this, if the answer is that it's harsh, you don't have to be harsh on yourself because of it. Just notice, nothing more, nothing less. Just become aware. Number one, remember?